Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 47 of Geek Out with Pebbles. Oh, man, I'm sorry that I didn't do a show last week, but 2 weeks ago I did mention I was going on vacation, so there wasn't going to be a show. So I hope you all, weren't disappointed that I didn't do anything. But, yeah, I was in San Francisco seeing some family for my cousin's birthday, so that was a lot of fun. Yeah, because it's been a long time since I've last been in San Francisco, so it's been also a very long time since I've seen my family on the West Coast. So, yeah, so yay, family reunion. All right. So we're waiting on Aaron to get in the studio and join us for the show. So, I've been accumulating some news over the past couple weeks, and so we'll have a lot of My Hero Academia to talk about because we didn't talk about it last week, or even the week before that, because the week before that was all Avengers. So. Wow. All right. So, Deadpool 2, there won't be spoilers. Sorry, not sorry. This is Deadpool. It's different than Avengers. Avengers, I do not spoil. Avengers, I was nice and I gave you guys a couple weeks. And then I did my spoiler review. No, I'm sorry. This is too good to pass up. On talking about, I saw it on Saturday with my mom, so that, oh man, and so we'll talk about that, and woohoo!
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the show. It's been like, I don't know how long, I feel like it's been like a month. Way too long, yeah. So, because I know you missed the last few shows, and then last week I didn't do a show because San Francisco vacation, yay! So I have a life sometimes. Sometimes I do things, but they're not related to cosplay and making cosplays. Sometimes I actually I be a real person and stuff like that, and I go on vacations. That are not at conventions. So, yeah. That's what I did last week. Oh, my God. Getting home was a mess. We had a flight, our flight on Tuesday, last Tuesday, was, at around, 12:50 at in the afternoon. We were delayed 7 hours because of the storm, which, I was, talking to some of my friends. They're like, yeah, it's really bad, and, apparently a tornado touched down, a small tornado touched down, 20 minutes from where one of my friends lives. And I was like, what the hell? So we didn't get home till
You leave for a little 5:30. Bit and everything falls
apart. I know. We got home 5:30 Wednesday morning. So our, afternoon flight turned into an overnight flight with us getting home the next morning. And it was even better because we were legit sitting on the plane for, almost, 2.5 hours. Before the plane was like, okay, we've just been taxiing on the runway. We need to refuel. And then 30 minutes later, they're like, okay, everyone has to get off the plane. You have to bring all your stuff, all your carry-on items. You have to get off the plane and reboard in 2 hours. And so, yeah, that was really fun. Stressful. I know. I've never had a delay that bad. This is like a 7-hour delay for this flight. I've never had it that bad. But okay, that's my story from the airport and stuff like that. So, there's a few things of that are like newsworthy. I'm not entirely sure whether it's good or bad for some of them. For one of them, I know is awesome news, but the other two, I'm very unsure about my feelings for them. I sent you a link to one of these things, so you'll know what we'll be talking about soon. But the first thing I want to talk about is the thing that's really awesome, and that is a Dragon Ball tour in North America tour 2018. That's right. They are doing like a Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Z tour type thing, and they're hitting a bunch of major conventions, starting with San Diego Comic-Con in July, and they're going to Otakon, which I'll be at in August, so I get to see this thing twice, because it's also going to be at New York Comic-Con, which I'll be at. But yeah, no, this is exciting because we all know, like, we're fans of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball Super, because we didn't talk about it, like, we didn't talk about it for, like, months on end. what did you say?
What exactly is the tour?
Okay, let's see. I'm hitting about. They don't really have that much information. Okay. No, here's all they have on the website. Dragon Ball blasts into the U.S. and Canada in an event of epic proportions consisting of 7 stops starting in San Diego. Expect exclusive items and a one-of-a-kind experience. Yeah, exactly. One for each ball.
If you make it to all 7, you get to make a wish.
Oh, I hope. I can't afford that, though. Damn. Like,
it's okay. Do it and then wish for your money back.
If only. Also, I can't go to the one in Canada as well. Like, no, I don't have a valid passport right now. I need to get a new passport.
Then we will cross the fun way.
Yeah, no, there's a few trailers on the site. I will post this. I'll send you the link to this, because this is awesome. I can't watch it right now because I don't want the sound to interfere with my podcast. But here's the link to it.
Oh, yeah.
I know. And it's just like, oh, this is so cool. So that's the really awesome news that I just found out about this morning.
And now for the bad news.
Okay, there's a couple things that are sort of qualifying as bad news, and I'm not entirely sure how I feel about this news. The first is Disney Channel is doing a live-action Kim Possible movie. Now, I'm not okay with that, because, like, it's different when I see people cosplaying as Kim Possible, but, like, when you're going to turn the whole series, which is awesome, and everything about it, into a live-action movie, I don't know, I'm not as okay with that. So, they had announced, I saw this, actually, this hit, this was on the morning news. Like, I turned the TV on, a couple days ago, and it was on, one of the news channels, and they were talking about that the cast, has been set. And I was like, no. No, they aren't. They're not doing this. Nope, they are doing it. So, yeah, it's, like I said, this is one of the ones I'm not so sure how I feel. Like, it's bad, but, like, okay, so,
you think you're questionable on it now, wait until you see the horribly processed abomination that will be Rufus CGI'd.
Oh my god! Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. Oh, okay, this just got even worse.
It's gonna be like the made-for-TV Scooby-Doo movie.
Or it's gonna be like what they made Master Splinter look like in, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. The two most recent ones that came out. Because they did not make Master Splinter look cool or awesome, they made him look ugly and, like, and deformed, and I was, no, okay, sorry. That was really my only, one of my main complaints about that movie was Master Splinter's look. Everything else I had, like, I liked the movie, but I'm one of those people that like the movie.
Surprisingly, so. Johnny Knoxville was a good choice for a voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated his performance.
Okay, so Rufus might be scarring the kids that watch Disney Channel.
What little chance this movie had has just been flushed down the toilet.
Yeah. Yep. Because of Rufus. And Rufus was cool. Like, Rufus was awesome. I liked Rufus. All right, so that's Kim Possible, live-action movie. I'm sure there'll be more news to come if you care to look into that. I don't. I just thought I'd put out that warning for you people.
So that you can turn your blinders on and avert your eyes.
Exactly. All right.
Now that we went over the bad news, it's time for the worst news.
Oh, my God, yes. This is the one that's, like, I saw and I was like, no. Thundercats roar!
From thunder, Thundercats. Roar! To Thundercats.
No, you gotta throw in the roar there because this is, it's called Thundercats Roar. And it looks like Teen Titans Go.
It's...
And I'm pretty sure it's literally just the same animator, same studio, everything is the same as Teen Titans Go, because it just looks identical to it. And it even sounds like it. Thundercats Roar. Teen Titans Go. Sounds the same. It's like... It's a joke.
New Thundercats, to me, it's like somebody sucked the fun out of OKKO and then just kind of slapped a furry filter over it.
OKKO is good.
Yeah, that's why I said they sucked all the good out of it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I was a fan of the original Thundercats. I wasn't as big a fan of
the... 2011 was pretty good.
The 2011 was good. It had, like, its differences, so, like,
yeah.
I could tell
that... The art style was amazing.
I love the art style. There are a few things I didn't like about it, but the art style was amazing, was great. And now they're doing the Teen Titans Go to it. What they did to Teen Titans.
Low brow. The only way to get people to watch it is going to be the
bathroom joke.
Oh my god. I know why they're doing it.
Why?
They're just going to slap a furry filter over Teen Titans Go because Teen Titans Go is having their movie in theaters so that they need to push something else into that slot.
That's right. How are they even getting a movie in theaters?
Because they got
if
Nicolas
anything
Cage
should get a movie
Superman.
In theaters, it should be like the next
the
season of
Teen
Titans.
Titans.
Of the real Teen Titans. Like, put that into the movies. Come on.
I'm
what
highly
I would rather
conflicted.
See.
On one hand, what? I don't like Teen Titans Go, but on the other hand, Nicolas Cage is Superman.
Yeah, but you can always wait till you don't have to pay like $15 to go see it.
I'm not paying real money to see it.
I'm not either. I'm not even going to see it. Doesn't matter who's in it.
I'm just going to watch YouTube clips of Nicolas Cage Superman. Show me the good
news. So, like I said, that is the really bad news, the Thundercats thing. And I've been seeing the videos for it all over Facebook. And
it just gets worse.
It does. It really does, people. Like, I haven't shared this for a reason. Because it's horrible. I don't want people to suffer. Now, usually I'm okay with, like, posting shit that, like, will annoy my friends. This is something that will make you suffer. And I'd rather you guys not suffer through it. Unless you actually want to watch it, then be my guest. Go for it. Seriously. I'm not telling you not to watch it. I'm just telling you that, like, I will not be sharing this shit on Facebook.
I remember when Chitara used to be people's, like, first furry crush. And
she was people's first furry crush.
And now she looks like somebody dropped a Twinkie, like, at a fur convention.
Okay, I need to look up, like, the artwork, because something was off about the artwork.
It's a little thing called Everything.
I know, besides Everything, but, like,
it's got that generic
one of the characters. No, one of the characters
has a fucked up hand. It's the fucking
is that
Lion-O
it?
With
is
a fucked
it
up hand holding the sword.
Fucked
and
up
it,
hand?
It just looks weird.
No, his whole face looks weird. Everything looks weird.
Everything looks weird, but his hand looks like even more extra weird.
Like, it's a complete downgrade.
Can't draw feet.
It's a complete downgrade. From, like, I'm actually looking at a picture, 1985, 2018, side by side of Lion-O.
Okay.
Oh,
in comparison, it's like the Google Pixel phone versus a cup on a string that somebody accidentally dropped into a pile of dog shit.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather use to call your friend?
I'll use the Pixel. Oh my god, this is just horrible.
It physically hurts to look at it, doesn't it?
It really does. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Ow, like,
did it already
what
get renewed for a second season?
No, one of the characters, what was this, like, the one that was, like, sort of, like, the pet one, like, whatever. Oh my god, like, what he looks like in this version.
I haven't seen Snarf.
It's not even right.
Will it make me sick to my stomach to see Snarf?
Well, I'm going to share it with you anyway, so, like,
please don't hurt me.
Nope. Copy. It's going to hurt me, so I'm going to send it to you. I am not suffering alone. There you go. Did you get it?
I did. I don't like this feeling.
I know, right? I told you. I told you I'm not suffering alone.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh.
Do you see him now?
Oh. I haven't made it to Snarf yet, but I'm already sad and depressed. Oh, come on. No, not Chitara.
Yes.
Oh, their home looks fucked up.
It all looks fucked up.
I think Snarf might be the only thing redeemable about this show.
Seriously,
it
doesn't
even
look like Snarf.
Exactly. Everything else looks like a fucked up version of what it's supposed to. Snarf just looks different.
It is different. Like, there's no way that's the same character.
But don't worry, I have a very strong feeling that as soon as it opens its goddamn mouth, it's going to ruin the whole thing for me.
Oh my god, yeah. Most likely. I would not be surprised if it's like this. The voice acting for that, for some of the characters, is just going to like completely throw this off. So, yeah, that's so we're suffering through this right now, but we're not actually going to watch it, so this is like the most we're going to be doing. What about those twins?
Oh.
Didn't they ruin their look too?
I don't know. I don't think they've shown them yet.
I thought they were in, like, the group, like the massive group shot of everything.
To be honest, the only thing I saw was a giant pile of shit, so I can't honestly tell you who all was in that picture.
Okay, yeah, I think this is a picture that, I wasn't, that was, threw me off because I felt like they were missing characters in it. Let's see if I can share this picture with you. Yeah, that one. Because it's missing some of the characters, but that was the picture I was seeing on Facebook.
Wait, what the, is that one of the twins in the bottom?
It's one of the, I don't know.
Wait, hold up. In the one link you sent me, Snarf looked perfectly acceptable. But in this one, it looks exactly how I imagined, and I hate it.
I don't know which is which. I don't know which one's real.
Oh.
I'm not entirely sure.
I think that's the boy twin, maybe.
Which one? The one that's under, like, the sword? Or the one that's, like, crouched down
under
on the side?
Like, crouched down under the arm. That might be the twins. All I know
that's
is I feel physically angry, and the Snarf looks as ugly as I thought it was going to. The last link you sent me, Snarf looked perfectly acceptable, but this one just threw that in the trash. I hate it. Make it go away.
It's not a good thing, I know. So, yeah, let's move on to happier topic. Well, I mean, it's debatable on, like, how happy the topic is because it's Deadpool, and there's a lot of, like, Deadpool 2, and there's just a lot of murder and killing because it's Deadpool. But, yeah, if that makes you happy, then, yeah, that's the topic we're moving on to.
Deadpool 2 was good.
Was good?
Was good.
Alright. That's it?
I don't want to give spoilers.
We can give spoilers. It's not Avengers. I was nice to people because of Avengers. But Deadpool's different.
Deadpool's different? Okay. I was underwhelmed completely with Negasonic Teenage Warhead's performance. They didn't use her as much as I would have liked.
I was hoping she would have more screen time than she did.
Peter was fantastic. Peter was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely the backbone of the X-Force. Josh Brolin completely blew me away. He showed himself to be a fantastic actor once again.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to his reunion with the Collector in Sicario's.
Ah, right.
Which is a movie coming out later this summer. I think it's a sequel. It probably is, so I have zero context, but it looks like a decent film. It's like a John Wick in the desert. Speaking of, John Wick 3 will be coming out next year in May, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Did you catch the John Wick reference?
I did.
I think I might have been the only one in the theater that caught it, because not enough people laughed at that one.
I smiled.
So, my favorite part was, I think, the opening credits. Because, like, it was basically just like, it was just a James Bond spoof. And I'm a huge fan of James Bond. I love the James Bond movies. Been seen all of them multiple times.
It was
so
good.
I was like cracking up during the entire opening credits.
Compared to what we got last time, I really liked the first credits a lot more.
Okay. I'll give you that. But, I mean, for me, just, like, being a huge fan of James Bond films and just seeing that.
Now, the part that sticks out to me is one that I'm confused by why it's the one scene that sticks with me.
What is it?
Dubstep is for pussies. I have three questions for you.
What?
Oh, like just that scene.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Do people still listen to dubstep? Dubstep is for pussies.
Yeah.
And then I had, like, when they started playing Skrillex, they were playing Bangarang. And just, like, three people behind me just kind of started whispering to each other. Like, is that Skrillex? It was a great experience. Also, me and my brother were some of the very few that picked up on a certain cameo by Brad Pitt.
Oh, I think I might notice that, but I was just kind of like laughing too much during some of the movie. Oh, hey, Chewie, what's up?
What's going on, Pebbles? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Aaron's with us too.
Hey,
what's going on, good sir?
Yeah. Oh, it's been a long time.
I know.
Show. So we're just talking about Deadpool, if you haven't seen it. Sorry if we spoiled anything.
Oh, my God. Trust me. I saw it twice. I saw it once this weekend.
Oh,
and,
lucky. I saw it on Saturday.
Yeah, so I saw it on Saturday, and then I saw it last Thursday at like one of the premiere showings.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, by the way, anybody that's listening, and for you two to know also, the only reason, fun fact, whatever you like, be sure to follow them like on social media. They have like a website, like a email subscription list. Please take like 5 minutes at no more than that. Just like follow and sign up for shit, because that's how I saw it, you know, like a week early, you know, last Thursday.
Yeah, like subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio so you can actually, so I can get followers.
Oh, work, especially that. That's more important.
That
Blog Talk first, then, you know, follow your.
Do we have anybody in the chat room?
Do we? Fuck, I forgot to start the chat. Crap. Okay, I'm doing it. I have time. Hold on. Launching chat. Let's see if we have anyone in the chat room. I had someone who was in the chat room in the past 2 weeks, not counting last week, because I was on vacation. So we'll see if they come back.
All right. But yes, oh my God. So, okay, for the first 30 minutes that I missed, what exactly did I miss? Or was it just all Deadpool?
No, actually it wasn't. We were talking about we talked about some good news, which is the Dragon Ball Z North America tour that's going to be hitting the major conventions in North America, starting with San Diego Comic-Con, and it'll be at Otakon in August and New York Comic-Con in October. So, yay!
Seven Yippee. Shows and seven balls.
Yep. He's the one that pointed that one out.
I see what they did there.
Yeah, I did that. I missed that. But we also briefly mentioned the Kim Possible live-action movie on Disney Channel, which I'm not okay with. We're not okay with.
The little shred of hope that she had.
Which was Rufus. Which is reminding me about Rufus, and it's just
terrible
going to be horrible.
CGI
because...
Rufus.
Oh, God, I can't wait to see that.
Exactly. It's going to be horrible.
No,
and,
if they're doing a live action version, which I hope, if by some chance they do like a live, well, somebody dressed up as Rufus, I hope they base it off like that giant penis costume that I'm sure we all probably seen before, where it's just like a huge, like, it's just a huge, like, penis suit.
With any hope, it's either going to be Danny DeVito or Gilbert Godfrey. Wearing the suit.
No, I'm leaning more towards Godfrey.
In, and it's just going to be, like, shrunk down.
Oh, God.
It's going to
be
fantastic. If they do it that way, it'll be fantastic.
That would be redeemable. But they might not go that way.
But if they're listening in and they take my suggestion... it will be the one thing that will redeem this atrocity.
So, and then before we started with Deadpool, because we need to get on like a happier note, we were talking about the atrocity that is Thundercats Roar.
Let's not say we did.
Exactly. We're not going back to that. I was just filling you in on what you missed.
But let me just say one thing, and I'm sure you've probably seen it on your, on both of your respected social media sites.
Okay.
A remake has been done before, and anybody that's listening, go back to 2011, and a legit, actually good remake has been done where it, personally, I compare it to the OG Teen Titans.
So everyone does.
Graphics, storytelling, you know,
the
character development.
Is,
you know,
in 2011, they actually tried.
Yes,
yeah,
this, they're not trying.
That's the difference. And Cartoon Network did everything they could to just screw it over.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. You know, it had a decent, granted, a small fan base, but there was a fan base there nonetheless. And it's like, hey, listen, people were sharing, you know, the news of that when that aired, you know, 7 years ago, 7, 8 years ago now. And it's like, watch, people are going to torrent and find all the episodes that they can of that one and show that to their kids and turn off the TV whenever that, you know, roar crap is on the air. Because, no, and even more so, it's like, have you seen the Ed, Edd n Eddy remake?
No. And I think I'm probably happy that I didn't know about that they... I think I probably had heard about it, but I didn't watch it because of the fact that that's one of the shows I really don't want to see them remake because it was so good.
Yeah, it's like, I'd rather see them... I mean,
it would
if they had to pick
one...
If I had to pick one out of the two, I would pick Ed, Edd n Eddy as the lesser evil. Just because, you know what?
Okay.
I feel like that would be a show, even if they remade it, you know, from what I've seen, character designs, it's like, okay, that was a show about essentially nothing besides just like three kids living at a cul-de-sac trying to not get cooties from the Canker Sisters and sneaking into Ralph's garage for like the world's biggest, you know, jawbreaker and shit.
And also, just the, like, community of kids in that area as well.
Right. Although, you know what, what I would like to see? What's Plank and what's his name? Johnny?
Johnny 2x4.
Yeah, Johnny 2x4 and Plank. I want to see how they, you know, do that character. Because granted, you know, us growing up, you know, with Plank and, you know, his buddy, it's like we don't think much of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, okay, imaginary friend, imaginary object, buddy, we all had him. We didn't think nothing of it. Even when our friends had him, hey, cool, hey, what's going on, Plank? What's going on, you know, Teddy fucks a lot? You know, hey, it's like, it was normal. Now,
all right, welcome back, Aaron.
Hey.
Hey. No, but thinking about now, how they're going to do certain characters, because, you know, everybody's a goddamn snowflake and can't, because people don't know how to beat their damn kids and shit. It's like, I'm very curious to see how they're going to do certain characters with the remake in today, on today's network.
You mean for Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Yeah, right, for
or
Ed,
for...
Edd n Eddy. Like I said, that's if I had to pick one out of the two, that's the lesser evil. It's like if they're really, they just, Cartoon Network needs to save, they're better off saving money and putting like half, if not like a third of whatever money they have for this, for the Thundercats Roar remake and just put it to remarketing what they already should have already, which is what they did back in 2011. Because that would have been like a much more matured show. That would be all the kids that are still want to watch Go, you know, Teen Titans Go, but yet still wanted something a little bit more mature. You know, like in the, how we had a like mature showing or from what we had. Gotta try to remember. Like that.
Okay. They have a trailer on YouTube for Ed, Edd n Eddy, new reboot trailer.
Yeah.
And it's CG.
No, it was a lie.
It's
please.
CG. No, I'm not watching it. I don't want to watch it.
I'm hyperventilating.
No.
What did they do? What did they do?
Let me put it to you this way. Imagine old school Ed, what's the character design, I could put it? Character design, I would say, is somewhere in the middle between Teen Titans Go, that new Thundercats Roar character designs, with a hint of Camp Lazlo.
Well, that's,
like, imagine,
that's what YouTube has, Aaron, what I just sent you.
So me too, because I never actually seen the trailer. It's like I saw the picture earlier today when I was working, and it's
okay.
Like I knew it was gonna be a topic. It was gonna be mentioned.
Don't be real. Don't be real.
I'm not entirely sure, but hold on. Let me send you on Facebook.
I got you.
Okay.
But yeah,
VR
so,
chat. Thank you so much.
I had to get your chat up to the front so I could send it. All right. Here you go. I'm not sure, but yeah, that's what I found when I...
No, that's not it.
That's not it? Okay, good.
That's not it. I've actually seen that before.
Because that's most
VR
recent
chat,
thing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm not sure. There's nothing really on there except for that horrifying YouTube thing. Just that Ed and Eddie's being rebooted in 2019.
And let me actually find you a picture of it. Yeah, it was like you can
see.
Oh,
I thought that was a joke picture. Oh God, that's no. No, I hope that's not the actual animation.
Wait, what did you find?
I thought that was a joke picture. No, I clicked on the first link when I typed in Ed and Eddie reboot. And so send me the link because I need to make sure that
And then if you click on that, there should be like a small in choice of right, like a note of what Plank looked like.
There is a note of what Plank looks like. Now, Plank I'm okay with, because Plank looks like Plank.
Right.
Okay, it's really hard to fuck up a plank of wood. Like,
okay, I think this is one of the reactions to the 2019 Thundercats Roar when people were taking a whole bunch of a different series. Because I saw one with Berserk where somebody redrew one of the Berserk covers in the same ugly goddamn style.
Wait, did they make Double D black in this picture?
They did.
Okay.
Because he has cornrows.
What?
They could either change his skin or they could change his hair because he has cornrows.
They can't change his hair, so...
Hmm.
I mean, I don't care if they change the skin color as much, but I'm just was like, okay, and was not expecting that. At least Ed still looks like Ed.
Yeah,
Ed
looks
the most
drink milk or eat his
like
vegetables.
He didn't. Ed is the one who looks like he didn't change the most. Like, I kind of feel bad for how short they made Eddie, though. Like, they're really, like, showing how short he is. Which kind of sucks for Eddie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, like, is this the actual, like, what the show's going to look like?
So far, that's what's been floating around on my Reddit on 9GAG and stuff, 4chan.
I haven't seen anything about them actually rebooting at Ed Nettie. I just remember that picture popping up in a compilation where they were making fun of the Thundercats Roar style. So people kept drawing different series with the same style.
Yeah, but even then, like, that's the one that's been circling around the most. I mean, it has been brought up into, like, paperwork to where they're getting rebooted next year. But it's, you know, that's, like, the only artwork that I've seen, at least character design, based off Plank from what you saw in the notes section.
Okay, well, like I said before, Plank is probably the only character design I'm okay with. Because Plank looks like Plank. They didn't really mess that up. I mean, like, The original Plank, his eyes were lopsided. You clearly knew he was drawn by, like, a little kid. The face was drawn on by, like, a little kid because, like... So this just looks like... It looks like too generic of a, like, happy of a smiley face. But at the same time, like, it still looks like a Plank.
Yep.
So, let's move on from depressing reboots of our favorite childhood shows. We're gonna talk about what?
Deadpool.
I mean, we just gotta talk about Deadpool for a bit more because we were talking about Deadpool before.
When all right. So, what did we have mentioned about Deadpool before?
We need to make sure we make time for Best Girl.
We gotta make time for some My Hero Academia. We have 12 minutes.
Kimiko Toga is the best girl.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No, Froppy. Froppy is best girl.
You were Froppy in your stoke and smoke it.
Froppy is best girl.
Every girl.
And
best.
Kirishima is best boy. And then you got, like, my baby Bakugo, who. My rage. My obsession. Alright. Deadpool, and then we'll talk about My Hero Academia. So,
we so
talked
we
about opening credits. Why I like them because of the James Bond spoof.
Yeah, I'm sorry. From start to finish, that was a pure masterpiece. And even then, it's just the whole marketing design behind Deadpool 2. It's just a 3.5. Like, for example, first off, if you haven't been to Walmart recently, they have what's like an end cap display of like all these old movies that's been redone with the cover with Deadpool. And they're really cheap too. Like the cheapest I've seen was like $5 for one. And more expensively, like something a little bit more recent, that's like $9, $10 for it. Like for example, they had like Assassin's Creed, but it's still like with the Assassin's Creed cloak, but with Deadpool. You had the movie Logan, where...
Oh, my God. The beginning. The opening scene where he had, like, the Logan figure.
Oh, the Logan wind-up toy?
Yeah, the Logan wind-up.
By the way.
I was gone. I was like... I was just laughing so much. And as I saw with my mom... Like, I think I was the only person laughing the hardest in the theater when I saw this. Like, it just, like, everything, especially the Logan part. Like, no one else was really laughing. So I don't know how many people saw Logan. But
hashtag baby legs.
Oh my. That was so gross.
I'm sorry. I want to be clear. Who else was looking? You know, where...
Hey, Miko is not best girl. Sorry. What was that?
Were you looking at below the belt?
I mean, it was kind of just out there, and it's a big screen.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to, like, not look. So, I think everyone was looking, because, once again, I'm going to repeat that. It's a big screen. It's kind of right there in your face. Like, the Watchmen with Dr. Manhattan and his free-falling
penis.
And his, blue penis. So, yeah, it was kind of just right there. You clearly couldn't look anywhere else, because it was just there, like, on the big screen, so... Yeah.
Yes. Okay, without spoiling anything, because I'm sure there's people out there who haven't gotten a chance to, you know, see it and stuff.
Okay.
The whole the chase scene, and where the chase scene came to an end, and it turned out to be that character, I flipped my shit. Because, oh my god, and the fact that Deadpool just naming off actual comic book series and issues while in front of said character, it's like so awesome. And also, when again, not to spoil anything, but Deadpool does go back to the Westchester Essex house. You know, for Xavier School Mutants. That small little scene inside the mansion, where those extra characters showed up behind the door, for me, it does confirm what timeline it's in.
Oh, yeah. When
the reset timeline.
It's the reset timeline. Because you had Quicksilver.
Beast.
We already said there were going to be spoilers. So.
Oh, okay. So,
this is different from Avengers. Avengers, I was nice and I gave people 2 weeks before I spoiled it. This is Deadpool.
Okay.
Different thing.
So, yeah. So, as soon as they saw, like, for that half a second, you saw, Beast close the door right there. It was like, wait, holy shit. It's that timeline. But yet it's funny because Deadpool being Deadpool when he was running around in the chair, it's like, it smells like Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that could just be Deadpool being Deadpool.
That was Deadpool being Deadpool, definitely.
Yeah, but the fact that they had those other characters for the Backboard, Backboard,
for the cameo.
Yeah, for the cameo, just confirms timelines.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And fucking Vanisher.
Oh, yeah, Vanisher, exactly. I know this actor.
Oh, my God, when he showed up for, like, that 1 second on the screen. It was a collective... Ha and awe and gas. It was just like a mixture of the three in the theater, and it was just like, ha! Oh my god!
Exactly. But like I said, I think I was the only person in the theater when I was watching that was reacting to these things. No one else around me was reacting unless they were laughing at one of the things like Deadpool said. But most of the things, like, people was going over people's heads. So I definitely wanted to see this movie again with, like, people that, like, will have, like, reactions similar to mine. Because, So,
yeah, but you know, I was definitely one of those people. It's just so awesome.
All right. So we got 5 minutes left. We're going to do some quick My Hero Academia talk because season three is
adorable.
No. Creepy and ugh. And evil. And poor Bakugo. Oh, man. Poor Bakugo. He's been kidnapped now by the League of Villains.
I have a new favorite villain.
Deku couldn't save him in time. What?
Twice is the best.
Oh my god, Twice reminds me of like a mix between Deadpool and Toby.
I was afraid to say it, but yes.
Exactly. He does, right? He does. Thank you. No, he's like a mix between the two. Like, and it's really entertaining. Twice is hilarious for a villain. It's like, but yeah. So shit is starting to get real intense in My Hero Academia, and I know I mentioned this a few weeks ago. You weren't. I think you had missed this show, Aaron. Same with you, Chewy. But I was talking to Steve about how that after this attack, the teachers are going to be talking and they're going to know that there was a traitor amongst them. The UA teachers. And he was like, "What do you mean?" And I was telling him, "Well, because Aizawa said that only a few people knew about the location of the training camp. So, and that was definitely talked about amongst the UA teachers in this most recent episode, that someone is a traitor. Someone's been leaking valuable information that's been causing this.
It is.
I know. I read the manga, so. But yeah. So now we have Bakugo. He's chained up again.
Have they shown who the traitor is in the manga yet?
I have to see. I haven't gotten that far. I'm just past when they rescue, so when they do the rescue attempts. So I'm a bit further past this season. In the manga, I'd have to go back and see.
Cause I'm starting to get the itch where I'm gonna get impatient and then I'm gonna go and read the entire story.
You should read the manga. The manga is amazing. There's more character development for Bakugo and for everyone else.
There's also a spin-off series.
There is. I need to look into that.
Between a drunk homeless man who fights in an alleyway and Batman.
Oh, I'll show this to you too. All right, we got about a minute left, so it's time to say goodbye so I can
wrap
go eat dinner and watch Supergirl. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, DJ Pebbles, on Blog Talk, Geek Out with Pebbles, DJ Pebbles, and subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles so you can know when we're going to be going live and stuff like that. And all that fun stuff.
Do the thing, people.
Yeah, Chewy, thank you for joining us for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, you know, I do my best. You know, it's just with the warmer weather job, my job is hectic.
To better hours? So you'll be joining us more?
I don't,
oh, you'll try.
Fingers crossed.
All right, but fingers crossed. All right, Aaron, thanks for being on the show, too.
Hey.
Good night.
Himiko's best girl.
No.
Yes.